Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the February 5th, 2024 regular session of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting at 5 p.m. Welcome to new commissioners Karen Dufresne and Commissioner Richard Nielsen. We'll have the official welcome later under the regular agenda. If you wish to address the commission on any agenda item today, including call to audience, please fill out a blue speaker card found on the agenda table and hand it to the recording secretary. As the agenda item comes up, I will invite you to speak at the proper time. Ms. Tomey, may I have the roll call?
Commissioner Dufresne?
Yes.
Present. Commissioner Nielsen?
Present.
Commissioner Paul?
Present.
Commissioner Pliego? Chair Lee?
Present.
Chair Lee, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Tomey. Next item is department report on current events. Mr. Jankowski, do you have anything for us?
I do, Chair. Thank you very much, Chair, Commission members. Few items to brief you on since our last meeting here. Department staff has been busy working on the 50th anniversary festivities that are upcoming this year. We're now in 2024. So the town of Oro Valley is officially 50 years old come April. So we've got a lot of different events and activities planned throughout the course of the year. Our department in particular, Parks and Recreation, has been working on the anniversary parade, the Celebrate Oro Valley community event, as well as additional opportunities that are going to take place throughout the course of the year. Community participation is encouraged, and I'm interested to hear what involvement this body would like to take as a part of this evening's meeting. So I know there's more to come with regards to that. The Naranja Park expansion project continues to progress with concrete, shade sails for the splash pad, and plumbing also installed as a part of the splash pad. I was out on site today, and they're building the essentially the pump house for the splash pad over in that area as well. Asphalt for the pump track is being laid, shaped, and painted, as well as asphalt being laid for the parking lots and roadways. Getting up there now, it looks very different. There's a lot more parking. There's a lot more. It's starting to come together. We're a few months away now from finally completing that project. It's really nice to be able to see the progress that's made, and it's a lot easier to see what we had on paper actually out on the site now, which is very nice. Planning work is beginning on a grand opening event for the park, which we will have more details to share in the near future. As of January 12th, the Community and Recreation Center now accepts silver sneakers. Eligible individuals 65 and older can receive a free classic membership at the facility, similar to how the Renew Active and Silver Fit programs, which were previously at the center, were. These are the big three programs when it comes to senior recreation opportunities. Free memberships are opportunities to the senior population. They capture a large percentage of the senior population and provide exceptional fitness opportunities to our senior population here in Oro Valley. All three of these groups have come online within the last 18 months or so. It's been something that we as a department have been working on with encouragement from our town council. So we're very happy to have completed that work. And again, we've got roughly 1,000 of our members who are part of one of those three groups. So it's a good impact. About half of those were existing members who qualified. The other half were new members coming into the facility. But definitely positive impact in getting those programs as a part of what we offer now. On January 30th, park staff installed a new sign at Steam Pump Ranch that was provided by grant funds from the Santa Cruz Valley National Heritage Alliance. The sign provides information about the area in which Steam Pump resides, as well as a description of the ranching traditions and the indigenous people who lived in the area. The sign was a culmination of over 8 months of work between the town, who coordinated the project, the Oro Valley Historical Society, who some of the members are in attendance, who provided information and photos for the sign, and the Santa Cruz Valley National Heritage Alliance, who funded the sign as well as the design. Staff is currently working to coordinate a ribbon-cutting ceremony on the property to commemorate the project's completion and Steam Pump Ranch's inclusion as recognized in the Santa Cruz Valley National Heritage Alliance. And lastly, the Community and Recreation Center staff have been working with a contractor to install a new pickleball shade structure over by the tennis courts and pickleball courts. The shade project will include installation of two 20 by 20 foot structures just east of the lower pickleball courts. The project is a much needed improvement that will enhance the overall experience of the courts and provide a nice reprieve for players from the sun during the hotter months. So, Chair, that is my report.
Thank you, Mr. Jankowski. Next is the Council Liaison Report on Current Events. Councilmember Solomon, do you have anything to share with us today?
I was just going to welcome the two new commissioners. They went through the interview process and all and were selected, and that's all I'll say because we have it on the agenda.
Thank you, sir. I will now open call to audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be replaced on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. The commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. I have no blue speaker cards, so I will now close call to audience. Next is our consent agenda. Next is a consent agenda item number one, review and approval of the December 4th, 2023 and January 8th, 2024 meeting minutes. I move to approve the December 4th, 2023 and January 8th, 2024 meeting minutes. May I have a second?
Michael Paul seconds.
Seconded by Commissioner Paul. Do we have any discussion on the meeting minutes? So seeing no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Motion passes. Next is our regular session agenda item number one. Welcome to our new members. On December 6, 2023, Karen Dufresne and Rick Nielsen were appointed to the commission. Both terms expire December 1st, 2026. And now we'd like to give them the opportunity to tell us a little bit about themselves and why they chose the commission. Commissioner Dufresne.
I'm Karen Dufresne, and I'm from Santa Barbara, California. We've lived here maybe 3 years now. Most of my life was spent there. I was born there, went to university there. I taught at Santa Barbara City College. And we chose Oro Valley because it's such a beautiful place, and we knew we wanted to be in the Tucson area. So I was an English as a second language teacher at Santa Barbara City College for a good part of my life. And
Thank you very much. Commissioner Nielsen?
Rick Nielsen. I moved down here for a second time about 2.5-3 years ago. I worked at the University of Washington, Seattle Children's Hospital up in the Seattle area. I was a member of the Paul's Bow Historic Society. For those not familiar, it's a old Norwegian fishing village on the Puget Sound area. And prior to that, I've worked across the country at various academic medical centers. And one of those stops was in Providence, Rhode Island. I lived in a 150-year-old house and dealt with the renovations going through the local preservation board. And so I'm very familiar with the requirements for historic sites. And since this is my second time down in Oro Valley, my parents lived here when we lived here 30 years ago. And I just wanted to get back in and participate and give back to the community.
Thank you, Commissioner Nielsen. Commissioner Dufresne, welcome again. Next is our regular session agenda item number two, election of the Historic Preservation Commission chair. We hold elections at the first meeting of every calendar year. The offices change at the following meeting. If the nomination is uncontested, there will be a regular vote. If there is more than one person, there will be a roll call vote. I'd like to open nominations for chair of the Historic Preservation Commission. Please keep in mind we will need a second for a person to be added to the ballot. you won't hurt my feelings if you feel like you want to nominate somebody for the position. Any nominations for chair of the Historic Preservation Commission? And then if it goes, do we have to nominate somebody? Or like, or does it just, if nobody nominates anybody, I just stay in it?
No, you have to nominate somebody.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right. So I'll just do a self-nomination.
You can self-nominate. Okay. You're allowed to do that.
And then we need a second person. Oh, I lied, Mary. I told you I got this. So the nominee is, is me. And then do I have a second? I'm looking for a second. That's what I'm looking for.
Right. Okay, Rick seconds.
Commissioner Nielsen seconds. All no discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
And then aye. We have that in queue. Now we go on to our next item. Regular session agenda item number 3, election of Historic Preservation Commission vice chair. This person would step in and act as chair at any meeting or function the chair was unable to attend. I will now open the nominations for vice chair. And I do have a nomination. I want to nominate Commissioner Paul as vice chair. I need a second for each nomination. Each nomination gets a second.
Second the nomination.
Commissioner Nielsen seconds that nomination. Do we have anybody else? Any other nominations? Seeing no other nominations, whether he likes it or not. All in favor?
For a small group. I abstain. No, I'll vote for myself.
both the chair and vice chair will begin serving on March 4th. Next up is regular session agenda item number 4, discussion and possible action to amend the calendar year 2024 Historic Preservation Commission meeting schedule for November. The reason the first date doesn't work out is both meeting rooms are booked on November 12th, so we need to select a new date. November 4th is the normal meeting date, so I'll open this for discussion starting with the November 4th idea.
So the only reason we changed was because I cannot make November 4th, I just won't be here, that's all.
How about the next week?
Being the 19th, is it?
The 19th of November?
Or the 18th?
I purposely took a vacation on the 17th thinking that we...
That's fine. So, and it would make sense to move it any further because then we'd have a meeting the following week, right?
Right.
So
my suggestion is just stay with the 4th.
Yeah.
It's a holiday.
11th is a holiday.
Yeah.
So I move to amend the 2024 Historic Preservation Commission regular scheduled meeting to remove Tuesday, November 12th. And put it back on Monday, November 4th. May I have a second?
I second that.
Commissioner Giuffre. Do we have additional discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passed. Regular session agenda item number 5. Presentation, discussion, and possible action to approve changes to the Oro Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan, excluding appendices. After input from December's meeting, staff made the content and grammatical changes to the body of the plan. They're still working on the appendices and have begun selecting additional photos for consideration. Both appendices and photos will be considered in the future. I move to approve the Oro Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan, excluding the photos and appendices, which will be presented at a future meeting. May I have a second?
Paul seconds.
Second by Paul. The plan is now open for discussion. And
just want to give a little background to our new commissioners, not go over the whole plan, but just what the process
helpful.
Was.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So there is a cultural heritage preservation plan that the Historic Preservation Commission is required to review annually. We go through and look and see what needs to be updated, what's changed, what's been accomplished, and so, what needs to be omitted or maybe other ideas we have regarding the commission or the town or the preservation in general. And so and that's what we did this past December. We went through and looked and made, there were some, structural changes we made and some things that were deleted and added, revised. And then nothing substantial. There were some links that were broken, some appendices that need to be updated.
Okay.
And so those are the changes that were made or recommended.
So this plan is created by the Historic Preservation Commission? Joint effort?
I think it's a joint effort between the commission and the staff. I'm not sure who the original authors were.
The original authors were the Historic Preservation Commission. And one of the duties of the commission is annually to review this to ensure that the information remains accurate and intact.
Remains accurate.
Yes. Now, one portion of this, as the chair mentioned, the approval and the motion is to update the verbiage, the language in it. We're still working through the appendices and some of the photos because
the
exactly. But ultimately, the appendices are what are used to build this report. And ultimately, we're working to get to a place where we can go back out. And some of those appendices are outdated. So ultimately, identifying those and getting them done to make them more current and extend the shelf life then of the reference material for the report.
And where would I find this plan?
We can provide you with the plan. It is listed on the town website, but we could email that directly to you. Yeah, if we could.
And you will have the opportunity to review it.
I was just going to say
10 months.
I mean, I have 10 months to review it.
Yeah, 10 months to review it, and then we'll
it would be interesting because at this point, I don't really know the objectives. I mean, I know the generals. You can see it on the website. But what are we doing? Are we in the middle of projects? Are we? Do we have a scope and sequence?
Yeah, I think that it'll go a long way to it, procedurally and mandate wise. It won't cover requirements. It's more of the Historic Preservation Commission's vision. And so that and
okay.
So it answers all the questions.
I thank you for sending me the link.
So, and do we have any other discussion on the preservation plan? Seeing no more discussion. The motion was to approve the plan, and it was seconded by Commissioner Paul. Seeing no more discussion, all in favor of approving the plan, excluding the photos and appendices?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Motion passes. Regular session agenda item number 6. Is review of the 2024 William H. Adler Historical Writing Contest application and student entry form and discussion and possible action on timeline for judging and awarding prizes. The application and calendar were provided in your packet. Entries are due no later than Tuesday, March 26th. The commission should discuss a plan for reviewing, judging, and awarding the prizes and instruct staff as needed. So there's no motion here. We just go straight into discussion.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you have a rubric and so forth that you send out to judge these essays or these writings?
And so that will be part of our discussion today, is how we're going to judge that. So
because I did bring a rubric of something I used with my students who are adults, but they're probably fourth graders. And if you want to look at it and add it or incorporate it or keep your own, I do have it.
Okay, yeah, and that's what we're discussing today is this, how we want to review it, judge it, and award the prizes. Mm-hmm. On the first, the review piece, as soon as they're submitted, and I'll open discussion with the review piece, they're due the 26th. So that big flood of essays is going to come in from all these elementary schoolers. It's for the elementary schoolers, by the way. There were a series of questions posed to them. Mm-hmm. And the essays will come in. Marianne is the point of contact. Once the deadline rolls around, or as they come in, I guess, then I think if Marianne just forwards them out to us, we look at them and make our comments, and then we'll talk about judging here shortly, and then get them back to her. Then we could foreseeably discuss and vote on winners at the very next meeting in April. But as far as review goes, I'd like to propose that Marianne, as she gets them out to us, we study them, look them over, do the judging piece, and then we come to the meeting ready to talk about it and vote on them. Does that make sense?
A regular
meeting, regular, yeah. Meeting. And that would work, right? At the meeting, we talk about it and vote on it, mm-hmm. Right? And then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So in the past, how many have we received? Has it been like 4,000, 40?
Usually single digits. Okay. It has not been something yet.
Because that clearly affects the process.
And it has not been something that that we've gotten a lot of response from. I know in speaking with the chair, we've kind of gone about it a little bit different ways this year in an effort to try to get a little bit more participation.
Yes, that's not good.
I don't know how old the program is, but it suffered a hiccup during the pandemic when everything shut down, so it was out of commission for a while. I guess I remember.
Could someone go to the elementary schools and speak to the fourth graders about it, promote it?
Well, I talked to the amphitheater school district. I can't remember her title, the spokesperson, the person, and so she distributed it, and then so it's at the schools. As far as going into classrooms and discussing and promoting, but I guess you're welcome to. I hadn't considered doing that. There's a lot of schools and
I don't know districts. How many schools it would be, but it seems like it's such a valuable, it's so valuable for students to write, and to write about something important, and to also incorporate it into their skills, that they're learning in class, and...
If you're interested in doing that, I can send you the contact information for the late Michelle Valenzuela is the person I contacted.
Okay.
And so I can send your information over to her, and then you could arrange with her to go in and do that, actually.
I could do that. There are a lot of schools, and I'll do that for anybody. Maybe somebody would like to also, but without any promotion, you're just down to the parents kind of pushing them to do something, and then it loses its meaning.
What has been the historic communication with the fourth grade teachers? Has there been?
Previously, the information has been provided to the school district, and it's been something that whether or not they decide to take and run with, they haven't really, ultimately. We're lucky in that our chair is a school teacher, so he's got some inroads directly to the school district. That's part of the reason why I say we're kind of going about it in a different way this year with the hopes of getting more participation.
That would be really nice.
And so,
participation.
And you know, this year we make it some or none, and then each year we do it, it gets out more, and maybe if somebody, you know, wins a prize or two, then that word. And so, classroom visits are another good way to do it.
So there was also discussion of awarding teacher a prize as well as the student as a way to motivate the teachers. I mean, it's not a big motivation, but it's certainly more than they have now. That's not going to happen this year. So really this year's discussion is about what we do with what comes in. And not taking away from some promotion here, because we certainly do have the time.
And so I'll get the contact info out so you could contact her and arrange for those campus visits if you want.
How many campuses are we looking at?
A few amps, pretty big. So, you know, middle schools, or I'm sorry, elementary schools. I don't have a number. But
it would be all how you feel about participation. I see it as a really good opportunity for students to learn and have about the history and historical aspect and incorporate it with their skills that they're learning.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't know how to handle it, but you could maybe guide me.
Oh, certainly. So let's, from the reviewing part, let's go on to the judging. You mentioned a rubric.
Well, it's a rubric I just happened to pull up in my many files. I don't know if I have enough, but I think, here, let me pass this around. You can take it. There are many rubrics. I think maybe all of us are familiar with how to use a rubric. Do you use a rubric when you judge these?
Well, and that's something we can talk about as well. Remember, they're elementary school kids.
Right.
And I think we don't have to use a...
I was going to say, we do have some judging parameters, so it's not a formalized rubric, I guess, set up like this, but something a little bit more simplistic. But this is historically what's
been used. Very simplistic.
And this was in the packet, right? It was in
Okay.
So, yeah, the whole... And
to give the students who are writing the essay an idea of what talking points. So I would recommend we try to stick... very similar to this, because that's what's being provided.
Mm-hmm. It's just elementary school students send it in, and then so it's not going to be a complex. And so as long as if we're sticking to this, and then the spirit of the endeavor, and then of course if they're answering the question or questions that was posed to them.
Okay. I look at use of sentences, punctuation, so for the course, content would be huge here. You'd want.
I think that would be our primary focus. Yeah.
More emphasis on content, more points toward content, but some way that if we have a rubric, we're not all just saying what we think is good. There's a reason for it. You've used your sentence. You've wrapped your paragraphs. Your spelling. I mean. And then your content, of course, gets more. But it's one idea. That's what I've always done.
And I think that's the value of having four different perspectives and four people. The five of us, and we look at each one, and we come in and vote, and the essay gets its message across the clearest would probably, if it got super complicated, we could discuss how to. If it became really close, we could discuss how to, wheedle down and refine a rubric. But I think when we get them from Marianne, if we just look at the handout, the announcement, the essay announcement, and just go by those.
So contrast regulations. You're looking at.
Judging.
Right here, just historical accuracy. The writing, is it? And then independent thinking, how much of it, how much of the research, what are they referencing?
So you have a rubric, a loose rubric.
Right? Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah, and then, of course, if it got close, then we could tighten the rubric up, and that's what we would discuss at that April meeting when we come together to discuss the actual essays that we're looking at, and if we have one essay, then it makes it that much easier.
Well, and Chair, if I may, I know you'd mentioned staff sending them out as they're received. If all of the essays are due by the 26th, do you think it might be a little bit easier if staff holds on to all of the submitted essays and then sends those all out as well as a score sheet all at one time? So
I did say either or, right? Okay. So I didn't know which would be easier. And okay. So the 26th. We get them all at once.
I would like your way of sending them out all at once so that we can see what our field is all together.
And then if it's going to be agendized for the April 1st, then everybody's got their packet that can have that discussion at that.
Okay.
Yeah, time. Perfect.
Okay.
And so on the review process, and that's what we'll go with unless something changes. And then on the judging piece, we'll use this broad set of guidelines here as our starting rubric. And then the awarding prizes piece. Traditionally, I think with the previous contest, it was the prizes were awarded at a town council meeting. But we have the option to do this at the one of the Celebrate Oro Valley events. So I wanted to throw that out there in case anybody was interested in, or staff was interested in doing it at a town event, and that helps get the, you know, put more visibility on it. If the commission has any discussion on that or comments, or staff on the, doing it during one of those, because we're going to have multiple events for Celebrate Oro Valley, so multiple opportunities.
So my, I'm still getting used to these rules. So, Chair, can I say something?
Yes, please.
Okay. Although I like the idea of doing it at a larger event and getting the word out, I also know from my background as a municipal communications person that it seems to mean a lot to the kids to get recognized at a town council meeting. It's fairly formal. They get to meet the mayor. They get to meet various people. They're exposed to just the setting itself, and I think that really might be more impactful for the student. However, there are other reasons not, you know, it's 50-50, I think.
What would the other reasons be not to be recognized?
Oh, no, I mean to do it at a larger event.
Chair, I think I've attended a council meeting before when there was an awards handout. There's photographs. The parents are there. And I concur that it seems to elevate the prestige of the award as opposed to having it a part of a larger celebration.
Okay.
May I say something?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
It's a big deal to win the essay contest. It's something they can carry it with them the rest of their lives. So if we could recognize them in a way maybe you suggested or some similar way, I think you'd have more participants the following year.
So keep it in the town council or the council chambers then, like it's been done in the past. Commissioner Paul, did you have
a... I don't have a particularly strong opinion either way. Well, let's have merit.
Let's just keep it traditional then. Do what they've done in the past.
I just want to circle back.
Yeah.
All this works if we only get a dozen. And so my comment is if things radically change and we get 100, then I would like a little bit reboot of this and how it's going to be done. Because I don't want to come to a meeting after having a reviewed. First of all, I don't want to review 100 of them. Split it up.
There's no. I don't think there's a constraint on when we award it. So if we needed May to talk it over and or June or.
Well, no, but that gets back to Commissioner. Am I saying this right?
Jufre's
comment about getting. I'm not saying we do a more. I'm fine with this rubric. Rubric we had. I just want. That if things change, again, a big difference between getting 10 and getting 100 in terms of the whole process. That's all.
But you have to look at your goal. What is your goal? Get the students in involved in this or just keep it down to 10?
No. We want to get it up. That's not the question. I'm only talking about the review process. Uh-huh. I'm not talking – we'd love to get 10,000. But so my comment is really about the reviewing, not the solicitation or the promotion.
Oh, I understand. You want to be able to extend that review process if we need to.
I want to be able to change it if we get a whole lot, right?
How?
Yeah.
I have a is I don't, I've done what you've done in terms of reviewing project submissions and stuff for not this level, but college level. When you get that many, you have to split it up. It just takes too much time, and so you do need. I think a different way of doing it. So we don't all review 100. We split them up and we each review 20 or whatever it is.
Exactly. if you got 100, we could split them up, but we'd have to have similar. It's important
That's my point.
For us to be on the same page, which is where we get either this
right.
or.
And this, we may be talking about nothing here, because if we only get three, it's not an issue. My only comment was that if we got a whole bunch more than we were thinking we were going to get, that we talk about changing the process. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm fine with this process if we only get a few.
Let's put it on an agenda.
Then we would come in, and each person has maybe 20, and then you come together and you've used a similar guideline for grading, and then narrow it down. But we wouldn't be responsible for 100 or 200.
Correct.
20.
Right.
And so we could put that on another agenda, so we could rehash the review process. Yeah. That would be doable.
Absolutely. However the commission would like to proceed with that. We do call out in the parameters of this, you know, whether we get 10 or 100, we do recommend that the essays are between 300 and 750 words. So mostly we're talking about a couple of paragraphs at most. So just, I get that a large number could be pretty daunting review process. Historically, we're getting a paragraph or two that you know, they're fourth graders. It's you know, that's a lot of words.
And so as of now, with the processes we're talking about it, the next thing here is to ask staff to do something. And I'm not sure what is required of staff right now, except that we're asking Marianne to email us the documents on the 26th with with our judging criteria laid out, as far as presenting to the town council. That's kind of a future scheduling thing, right?
Yeah. Ultimately, we need to, ideally, we're 4 weeks out from a council meeting as we're building an agenda and getting things on there. We can certainly, as staff, put placeholders in a future agenda. If we have a pretty good idea of when this process will be done, we can get that on there, and then we'll have the presentation at a council meeting. So if it is something, you know, looking at the calendar that's shown up there, if the commission makes a decision on first, second, and third place at the April 1st meeting, we'd be looking at about 2 weeks until the 17th council meeting. Enough time to notify the winners and coordinate schedules. I don't think we want to look to do anything sooner than that. If we wanted to wait until the 1st of May to just provide additional time, we could certainly do that. But for something like a presentation, we could plan for the early date and bump it if we determine that need is there.
Okay.
So yeah, as staff, we can assist, but just letting you know kind of how that process works. We'll work together with you all to make sure that we get it on there.
And then, aside from that, would there be anything else that staff would need to take care of? I'm going off of my thing.
Yeah, we are the ones who purchased the prizes, the gift cards.
Okay, so we would
have those.
Okay.
Ultimately, at the council meeting, we just determine who recognizes them. If that comes from staff, if that comes from the commission members as the chair, there would be a presentation. That's usually at the top of the council agenda.
Okay. Any more discussion on the reviewing, judging, and awarding process? So expect, hopefully some, essays on the 26th to come from Marianne, and we'll have the guidelines to go on. If it's an unusually large number of essays, we'll go ahead with looking at them, and then at the next meeting, I'll probably get with Matt about the agenda item for the next meeting on how we probably divide them up if it becomes huge. But for now, we'll look at getting them on the 26th, the ones we get, and then 26th of March. And we'll review those between March 26th and the April meeting. barring, well, and there's no motion, right? I didn't need to move anything this time because I don't think we have an action.
Well, no, you've said what your timeline is going to be. You don't have to vote on it if you don't want to.
So. All right, perfect. So we will just move on to regular session agenda item number 7 then. Discussion and possible action regarding the HPC's participation in the town's 50th anniversary events. Information on the two main events was provided in your agenda packet. The parade is April 6th, and the celebration is April 3rd, 13th at James D. Krieg. It says JDK, but I think that's Krieg, James Krieg Park. I will now open this for discussion. And so now we're looking at, I think you had an idea, right? So now we're looking at just ways that we might participate aside from the booth. I think we establish a booth at the Celebrate Oro Valley event that usually happens at Steam Pump Ranch, but this year it'll be at JDK. So we'll have a booth there again, I think, right?
If that's what the commission would like, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, and so I would like to go ahead and continue with that booth, unless anybody objects to that. I recommend that. And then if you'd like to volunteer to work the booth, I think you just email Matt to coordinate for that. We don't have to discuss that here. Aside from that, go ahead.
I do want to make a note with the event moving and the increased funding that the council provided to us. This event will look a little bit different than it has in years past. Not only a change in location, but the previous event was about 4 hours. This event is a 10-hour event now this year. So I know we were talking about 2-hour time period blocks working the booth previously. Just wanted to make everybody aware of that there's not a
10-hour block.
Yeah, and some of that, you know, that last hour will be fireworks. So maybe focus more on the 9-hour time frame. But I do want everybody to be aware that the time frame has been extended, the commitment in working that booth or spending some time out there.
And so any organization who has a booth at that event will probably keep, do you know if they're planning on keeping their booths there the whole day, the whole 9-hour?
Well, the way that we're setting it up, like we do for most events, we have a setup and load in time for who are going to be a part of it. And then you're there until the event ends. We don't allow people to break down or move vehicles in or out during that time period.
Can you remind me of the hours?
That changes the calculus.
The hours of the event are from noon until we're doing a fireworks show at 9 p.m.
Okay.
So setup time is going to be earlier in the, I don't know, is that posted on that form there?
Event starts at noon.
Okay. So setup time would probably be between 9 and 11, I would say, for the purposes of what you all have had in the past, a table and some chairs and a booth and some materials, you know, get there, right there at the start, but that would be the time frame.
Okay, sounds good.
That's very different.
Yes, it is.
So do we need to talk then about shifts, or?
If you all are, if this is something that the commission would like to do, I can coordinate scheduling that with all the commission members. We can do that via email. It's
okay.
Really just more or less if the desire is to be there and have this there, I can work with everybody to make sure that gets scheduled.
I have a request that perhaps our booth could be next to the Historical Society if you're having a booth.
Wow, thanks.
It seems to make sense to me. I know the last booth I did, I had to tell people to go around the corner, and it just, I think it'd be better to be by each other.
Okay.
So, is anyone opposed to having the booth at the, I guess we're going to plan on doing the booth then, and if you're to volunteer for shifts, just email Matt.
I'll shoot out an email to everybody.
Okay, good.
And coordinate that.
It's fine.
And Commissioner Pliego, you had some ideas for?
Yeah, I don't know if this is a long shot because we're a small group. In the past, I was on a sister cities committee, and we did walk in our parade at our small town. And We had a lot of students with us, though, so it was a little more fun. Maybe we can get these Adler kids, these essay kids, to walk with us. But I thought maybe it'd be kind of fun to walk or get someone's pickup and design it, put some, I don't know what. You know, like if anybody's interested in that, I'd be willing to brainstorm it. But like I said, is there only five of us now?
There's five on the commission as it sits right now. We have two vacancies.
Yeah, so I don't know. That might not work out. Maybe the booth is enough. Okay.
That's a pretty big endeavor now that it's a 9-hour thing, right? Yeah. Almost a 10-hour thing. So
yeah. So, yeah, so a parade, maybe we could think a little, oh, well, 50, I'm not going to have a 50th next year. So, all right, well, that was an idea that I think that we no longer need to move forward with.
So, tailing on that, Commissioner, I'd like to nominate the chair to ride on a buffalo.
I would ride on a buffalo.
Do I have a second? Okay.
Do you have one?
No, that's part of the challenge.
Oh. Well, if anybody has a horse or something, I'll
I think you may want to call out of order, Chair.
Needs a gavel.
I was going to strike that from the... like Tex Earnhardt. Say no buffalo. So... So this discussion was regarding participation in the town events. So far, we've determined that we'll volunteer and set up a booth. Do we have further discussion on that?
Going back to your comment, Commissioner, comment about the essay, the turnaround time is quite short from a March 26th deadline. But if, in fact, we do have the nominees, we could have something at the booth acknowledging the essay participants and maybe who is actually awarding
that
kind of it. It's both the event as well as the council meeting.
Yeah, and even if we didn't have it, we probably should have some literature about the essay in the first place. Yeah,
excellent.
You're right. Absolutely.
The essay comes before the event.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For next year, right. We'd have to say that an essay exists.
Okay.
Like that. That's what I meant. That's what I was referring to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well,
so
one step further, though, what if we, since we haven't published the deadline on the essay, what if we made the deadline more like April?
Oh, that's kind of already.
No. Okay.
It's out there. Yeah, okay. I sent that. As soon as we came back from winter break.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's not that. I don't think there was a... There's a line on here to move staff or move to instruct staff to set up a...
Well basically, it's to set up a booth that you're going to do a booth.
So does that require a motion? Am
yes.
I moving that?
Yes.
So I move to instruct staff to set up our booth.
A second.
Raise the canopy. Seconded by Commissioner Pliego. All in favor?
Aye.
Seeing no further business, I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 5:49 p.m.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Pliego. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm going to oppose.
And I'd like
and so
to apologize to our citizens and our staff and our commissioners for being late. I apologize. We had a client fire drill.
So they're just copies.